John the Baptist tonight is asked a whole set of questions, but really it's just one question. What do we do? How do we follow God? How do we become that person of faith, that person of blessing that God has invited us all in to be? And John's answers tonight aren't remarkable. In fact, they're very common sense answers, right? If you see someone who does not have clothes and you have an extra piece of clothes, give it to them. If you see someone who does not have any food and you have more than you need, give it to him. He's saying to us, if you are doing business with someone, well, be fair. Don't try to get more than you deserve. And in dealing with other people, he says to them, don't make them do stuff they don't want to do. Don't lie about them. And be happy with what God blesses you with. I mean, nothing remarkable there. And yet, how hard is it to us to do that? How often do we look and say to ourselves, we don't have enough? I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough space. I don't have enough. And I click off all those things. When in truth, if we really trusted God, we could say to him, I will certainly have enough. Because that is what God promises us. And how do we then do that? That's the $1 million, $1 trillion, $1 billion, whatever it is, question in our lives. And it is entering into that relationship of love with God that we begin to understand his generosity and our call to be people of generosity, people of abundance, people of goodwill, life-giving people. Because if you listen to the readings very closely, especially the first two, you understand how God wants us to be as people of his family, as his sons and daughters. Does anybody remember what the very first line of our first reading was from the prophet Zephaniah? Shout for joy. Shout for joy. Be joyous in your faith. Anybody remember what St. Paul said we should be? Rejoicing. Rejoicing in our call to be sons and daughters of the living God. Rejoicing. And then he says to us, we should be rejoicing because people should recognize us in our kindness. They should be able to tell that we are different by how we live our lives and how we treat other people. He says in another section, they will know we are followers of Jesus Christ through our love. So we should rejoice in that. Rejoice that we know and have faith in a God who has come to save us. Shout for joy so that other people know that our God is here with us now and present, alive within us, as we act out those virtues of Christianity, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the imprisoned, those acts of mercy, those works of mercy, those blessings that we are called to share with one another. Because our faith is a participatory faith. It's not a faith where we stand back and God stands back and we look at each other and go like, well, I hope I'm getting this right. And God looks at us and says, well, I hope you're getting it right because if you don't, you're in trouble. But rather, God is with us in this journey, in this battle, in this time. And that's why we rejoice, not because we're always happy, not because everything always goes right in our lives, not because we get everything we want, but because we know that the generous, abundant love of God, His mercy, his grace for us fills us, and from it we flow into the world. Our actions, our participation in the coming of the kingdom, in the presence of the kingdom now, in the love that God has for us. And that participation that we enter into reminds us that we are called to be a family. Because all of those things that we do begin within our family. Begin within the family that is in your house proper, in your church, and in our country, and on our world. Those great families that we belong to, that call us into a relationship of generosity, abundance, and love, where we are called to share forth in God's love and to be participants in that love by the interchange of who we are and how we are in our lives. And so we are called, especially when we remember and remind ourselves of those who have lived that life in such a generous way. Our patroness, St. Lucy, that she, in her joyful witness to the gospel, chose to be generous, even so generous as to give her life for the gospel, to witness to the abundant love of God, to the truth of God, to the blessing of God. And that is who we are called to be too. Because she didn't start off as Saint Lucy, right? She just started off as the daughter, the sister, the friend Lucy, who chose to participate with God and with those around her in the abundance and generosity, the blessing of those works, of those trials, of those things that happen in life, with love and with mercy, with compassion, with kindness. And so today we are called as a people to shout for joy, to rejoice, to sing gladly of the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, only a little time away, where he is born in Bethlehem, where he comes to us as a child, so that we might be reconciled to God through his death and resurrection, through his gift of forgiveness and mercy. And so as we celebrate, as we rejoice, as we proclaim the good news of God's love for us, we do so in participating within our family, participating within our church, participating within the people of God, the body of Christ.